This segment of Sports Drive with Randy and Craig is brought to you by Century Bank. We take banking personal.
They call me the mayor, 'cause I spend all my days here. You would too, if you knew what I know. Pina colada.
Welcome back. Sports Drive, 105.5 FM, WNSP and WNSP.com. Rudy, that sounds like a cliche Jimmy Buffett song. Like, just sing a little and then let some girl say, pina colada.
Yeah. Well, it's not Jimmy Buffett, but I get what you're saying. It's the comparable, equally entertaining Coconut Pete.
Well, why would you do that when we're giving away Jimmy Buffett tickets?
Like I said, they're equally... It's the same genre, you know? We've been doing Buffett all week, so... Thought I'd mix in a little
Coconut
Pete.
You decided to play some Buffett light.
I mean, you almost couldn't tell, but then we had to have this, so...
I know, but I could have said, hey, there's some Jimmy Buffett music, and I would look stupid.
Whoops.
Luckily, I didn't. That was
today.
Not Jimmy Buffett. That was the Pina Colada song. No. Rupert Holmes, isn't it? Anyway, all right, 694-1055. We are about to ask some trivia, and you get the trivia correct, and you will win two tickets to see Jimmy Buffett, the real Jimmy Buffett, not the... Coconut Grove Pete or whatever his name is, on June 6th at the Wharf.
Do coconuts come in groves?
There can be a grove of coconuts.
Okay.
Sure. There's a city
Bunch
in Florida.
Other guys,
right,
you've never heard of in contention.
That guy, that second one you mentioned, what's his name?
Emiliano Grillo.
That sounds like a drink that Jimmy Buffett would sing about.
Yeah, he's from Argentina.
Are you looking at me? I agree, it does.
Minus three, you got Justin Rose and Jason Day.
That was my equivalent of, Rudy, that was my equivalent of the comedians up on stage saying, this thing on? That was me saying it. Anybody, will anybody give me any reaction? Mm-hmm. No? I understand. Actually, it wasn't that good. I was hoping anybody would say, hey, Randy, you at least tried to be clever. Anyway, that's all I can do for you. Speaking of being clever, Craig, now that you've given us the PGA update.
Yes.
Did you hear the update on Monopoly?
Have they changed the pieces?
They have changed the pieces.
They got rid of the thimble. That's disappointing.
Yes. And the boot.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
You might also say that the wheelbarrow got the boot.
No, you wouldn't. No.
The single?
Craig said no.
So. Boot? What do you mean by the boot?
The boot's out.
I see. Okay, but what's in?
Okay, those three are out. The boot, the thimble, and the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
In is T-Rex.
Lame.
Ridiculous. How's a T-Rex going to be walking up and down the boardwalk in Jersey City?
Thimble doesn't move very well either. But anyway,
Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Bang a gong.
Go on. Oh, that's good.
Oh, no. It's not related to that. No.
Mark Bolan is not going to be in the game.
You know, I went to Atlantic City.
Anyway,
hey, guys. When we come back, we're going to get you completely up to date on the NCAA tournament, okay? We'll tell you what's happened today. We'll get you updated on the games that are going on now and set the evening for you. Troy among the teams playing tonight in the NCAA tournament. So there you go. Is that song significant to anything? Is that the thimble song?
T-Rex.
Okay. T-Rex, like bang a gong, people. I don't think that's what they were referencing. I think they were referencing, like, you know,
Tyrannosaurus
Rex. A dinosaur. All right, let's take a break. He's Craig. I'm Randy. It is a Friday afternoon on St. Patrick's Day, 105.5 FM, WNSP and WNSP.com.